Well, I've told this story before. You may remember it, but it bears repeating. A father and a son, they lived in Spain many years ago, and one day they had a falling out and became alienated from one another. And the son was so upset that he ran away from home, left no indication of where he was going. Well, the father was heartbroken, and so he set out to search for his son and bring him home, reconcile with his son. But he couldn't find him. He spent months looking for him. Finally, in a last-ditch effort, he put an ad in a newspaper in Madrid that said this: "Dear Paco," that was the son's name. Remember, this is Spain. "Dear Paco, meet me in front of this newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven. I love you, your father." Well, did Paco show up that Saturday? Would you believe that 800 men named Paco showed up looking for forgiveness and love from their estranged fathers? That ad really struck a chord. Nowadays, I'm sure there are many Pacos and Paquitas, the feminine equivalent, even some here. Many homes are fatherless. Many kids are estranged from their dad. Many sons and daughters are not in harmony with their father, even if they're living under the same roof in some cases. This was the case between me and my father. When I was growing up as a young child, my dad, John Ream, or Jack as he was called, my dad and I were not particularly close. It's not like we were fighting every day, nothing like that. And it's not that he wasn't a good husband and dad. He was very good, very good. He had many excellent qualities. And yet as a boy, I frequently, for no good reason, resented him. I didn't like his authority over me. I just resented that. But at the time, neither of us was a Jesus follower. And yet, it was Jesus who brought us together eventually. Let me tell you how, just in a nutshell. First, I came to know Jesus. I became a Jesus follower. And Jesus transformed my life, gave me new attitudes and desires. And then, to make a long story short, my dad, 6 years later, became a Jesus follower. And the Lord transformed his life. The years passed, and as we both grew in our love for Jesus, we grew closer to each other. In the early years of my pastoral ministry, I'm fast forwarding now from the 70s into the mid 80s and early 90s, I was a pastor. I started our first church in Troy and then later this church. My dad was with me every step of the way, supporting me, encouraging me, beaming with joy and optimism. The Lord brought us together, and the old resentment melted away. I was now his pastor, and he loved the fact that he was a member in his son's church. And he was proud of me. so proud that he would brag about me sometimes in family gatherings and stuff like that, and it was embarrassing. I could feel his love. I could see it. I could hear it. And when my dad died and went into the presence of the Lord in 1992, I counted it one of the highest privileges of my life to officiate at his funeral. With each passing year, I miss him more and more, and I'm so eager to see him again in glory in heaven. Jesus, you see, brings fathers and children together. It's just part of what he does. Yes, I know Jesus can have the opposite effect. He can bring a rift between father and kids if one knows the Lord Jesus and the other is anti-Christian. That can happen. But even then, a Christ follower makes every effort to reconcile. If you have a great relationship with your dad, wonderful. May your love for Jesus increase the love for your father. And if you're a father, for your kids. But if there's tension, if there's distance, may you, as a Jesus father follower, whether you're a father or a son or a daughter, may you be the one who reaches out with kindness and humility and apologies if needed, and abundant forgiveness and every legitimate effort to reconcile. Jesus brings fathers and kids together. But that doesn't fit the stereotype, does it? That we hear so often today in social media and pop culture, TV, movies. Evangelical men, we are led to believe, are toxic masculinity. We're told Christianity turns men into misogynists, domineering patriarchs who treat women like dirt. But the anthropologists and the sociologists, they heard these claims, these slurs, and they said, where's the evidence? Is this really true? That evangelical men are like this. So they did multiple studies, and they found that evangelical Christian men who are active in church, read the scriptures regularly, pray regularly, in other words, they're serious about their faith. Guess what? They're the most loving husbands and engaged fathers of any group in America. Any group in America. They started by asking the wives to share their true experiences confidentially. Took them aside and said, we won't tell on you. Give us the truth. They did this with all different kinds of groups. They did this over many, many years and even on other continents. Religiously conservative women were the happiest across the board. Evangelical Christian married couples have the lowest divorce rate in America, contrary to popular myth. Evangelical Christian fathers have the lowest rate of domestic violence of any group in America. Maybe you're thinking, I'm not sure if I can believe this. Well, check out Professor Nancy Piercy's forthcoming book. It documents all of this. It's called The Toxic War on Masculinity, How Christianity Reconciles the Sexes. Christ brings fathers and kids together. You Jesus following dads, the facts tell us that you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Keep going. Keep loving Jesus, because the more you love Jesus, the more you'll love your wife and your kids. Jesus brings us together. His way is the best way. And maybe you're thinking, well, but how is this? Why is this? What difference does Jesus make? I mean, what does religion have to do with all this? Well, Jesus, you see, is the supreme reconciler, the greatest ever. Jesus, the Son of God, visited this planet as the Savior of the world, to reconcile us to God the Father. You see, mankind as a race has run away from home. Like Paco, we're alienated from God the Father. Our first parents rebelled against God, and we've been alienated, estranged ever since. Instead of loving God supremely, we love ourselves supremely. And we give ourselves to idols like money and pleasure and self. We violate the commandments. We live alienated from God rather than in close relationship with Him. This is the way we're born into this world. This is why we need a Savior to bring us back together. We need a mediator who can truly represent God and truly represent humanity. And that's what Jesus is. He is both God, God the Son, and man. He's the mediator. Look at what he says in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He's the only way that you can be reconciled to the Father. It's not being discriminatory. No, it's just a fact. Just like 2 + 2 = 4 is a fact. There's only one right answer to this question, and it's Jesus. Jesus brings us back into relationship with God the Father. Jesus did this by taking our hostility toward God upon himself, and he nailed it. He nailed it to his cross. He took all of our rebellion, all of our sin, and he died in our place on the cross. And then 3 days later, after he had been buried, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he will come again in power and great glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. He will reign over the new heaven and the new earth gloriously. Jesus came to reconcile us to God the Father. In this verse in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Are you reconciled to the Father? Or are you still in the condition in which you were born, alienated from the Father? Son, daughter, God the Father, like that Spanish father, is reaching out to you, searching for you, and he has published good news. If he were to put an ad in the paper, this is what it would look like. Dear son or daughter, meet me at the cross. In Jesus, all is forgiven. Come to me. I love you. That's the invitation from the Father. No need to fear. The invitation is for all.